Federal prosecutors indicted two former WorldCom executives today, former chief financial officer Scott Sullivan and accounting director Buford Yates are accused of managing an illegal scheme to hide nearly $4 billion in company expenses. Prosecutors also revealed today that they're holding off indicting several other WorldCom executives. It's a sign that those insiders may be cooperating, as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
On the day Scott Sullivan was arraigned about a month ago, he posted bail and was seen leaving the federal courthouse in Manhattan in a limo. Since then, there's been speculation that the 40-year-old Sullivan would enter into a plea deal with federal prosecutors. But today's indictment, unsealed this morning, makes it clear that negotiations broke down. John Coffey is a securities law expert at Columbia University.
Essentially, the government indicted Mr. Sullivan, the chief financial officer of WorldCom, and one of his subordinates, the director of their accounting systems, Mr. Yates, on seven counts of securities fraud and making false statements to the SEC.
Coffey says these charges strongly suggest that prosecutors and Sullivan could not agree on any sort of plea bargain. If a deal had been struck, prosecutors would have used a criminal information charge that waives the grand jury and signals a defendant has begun cooperating.
But for the moment, at least, the defendant is more prepared to accept the prospect of trial and potentially a very long sentence than plead guilty to what must be fairly stern plea bargaining charges that might expose him to a decade or more of punishment.
The indictment alleges Sullivan directed former colleagues to execute a series of illegal schemes aimed at hiding massive company expenses. The accounting fraud artificially inflated the telecom giant's earnings to meet Wall Street expectations. As part of the scheme, Sullivan allegedly hid information from the company's former auditor, Arthur Anderson, and from the Securities and Exchange Commission. He was fired in July, and since then, investigators have uncovered boxes of internal WorldCom documents and emails that tell the story of how the fraud was perpetrated. The documents suggest there were several executives with knowledge of the scam. For instance, there is a paper trail linking former comptroller David Myers to the accounting scheme. He was arraigned along with Scott Sullivan earlier this month, but he's not being indicted. Instead, federal prosecutors revealed today they plan to file so-called criminal informations against Myers and two other former accounting employees. Georgetown law professor Donald Langvoort says this suggests prosecutors have found a few insiders who are cooperating and who may be able to help them build a case against WorldCom's former chairman, Bernie Ebbers.
The way you get at people is to find somebody who had his finger on the pulse of the organization, who was central to the activities, and who can testify as to who knew what and when, and get that person, hopefully, to plead to some deal and offer some testimony.
WorldCom is in the midst of massive restructuring. The telecom firm, which owns MCI and manages more than half of all internet traffic, filed for bankruptcy in July. Weeks later, the team of new management charged with turning the company around disclosed another illegal embarrassment, the fact that former officials also inflated the firm's profits by more than $3 billion. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.